I just had a very special opportunity this afternoon. There's a gathering of Rabbanim from certainly this area and across the country, from Florida, Atlanta, Maryland, who gathered today in Yangiz of Woodmere to hear a whole day Yom Iyun with Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss is the Milchas Asher and who's the posek for Shaar Tzedek Hospital. So I just came from there just a few minutes ago. And in the end of the day, he had a question and answer session for the Rabbanim in our community and other communities to raise questions to him. It was just, Yom Iyun just for Rabbanim. And it was an incredible experience. I want to share with you just, we'll see how much time we have, of a number of shilas that are raised, one or two cutting-edge shilas. Rav Asher Weiss's, I guess one of his fortes is cutting-edge technology. And the reason for that is, of course, as the posek for Shaar Tzedek Hospital, which is a hospital that is run entirely al-pi halacha. There are only, as far as I know, three hospitals in the world that are run according to halacha. It's Shaar Tzedek in Yerushalayim, it's Laniado in Netanya, and it's Ma'ane HaYeshua in Bnei Brak. If there's another one, please let me know. But those three... What? Bikacholim is a part of either Shaar Tzedek or Hadassah. I don't remember. It's a part of one or the other. I don't remember. So in that role, he, of course, has to deal with very significant cutting-edge technology. So there was one of the Rabbanim in our neighborhood, who happens also to be an MD, raised the following question. He said a new technology was developed this year as follows. That they took, it hasn't been done with humans yet, but if they did it with a sheep, then they'll probably be able to do it with a human. Give us, within some time, in a year or two or a few years, they'll probably get there. They did the following. There's a certain stage of embryonic development that if an embryo is removed from the mother, before a certain point, the embryo will not be able to make it. After a certain point, then, if it's incubated and treated appropriately in the right environment, the embryo will be able to make it. Listen to what they did. They took a fetus from a sheep, mother sheep, took out the baby before, at the stage that it would be an inviable baby, an inviable fetus, and they inserted into not an incubator, but an artificial fetus. I don't know exactly, an artificial uterus, I'm sorry. I'm not sure exactly what an artificial uterus will be comprised of, but something where they actually connected the blood supply of this artificial uterus with this sheep fetus, I think they said 23 weeks old, which is before a viable fetus would be able to make it. And they actually were able to bring this sheep fetus from the mother, removed it from the mother at an early, very early stage, implanted in this artificial uterus, and successfully, at least in sheep, were able to have this artificial uterus provide the blood supply and the oxygen and the nourishment that the fetus needed to actually be a baby sheep. So in a matter of time, it's just a matter of time that they'll be able to do that with humans, presumably. So the question was, the question is a funny question, so maybe it's not, maybe the halachic response might not be so significant. The question was, what is the status of this baby? Let's not talk about a sheep. Let's say if it's done with a human being. Well, first of all, who's the mother? Who's it being born from? It's coming out of an artificial uterus. That's the, as far as the word peterechem is used, it's coming from an artificial, uterus. But, so Asher Weiss said, it's no different. This is what Lamed Zadi said. He said, it should be no different, this situation, than what happens if, say, 40 years ago, how early was it that the doctors could remove a baby from a uterus and it would be viable? A human baby from a regular woman, how early could they take the baby out? For whatever reason, they have to take the baby out early and it will still be viable. Let's say 40 years ago was at 36 weeks. Well, 10 years later, it was at 34 weeks. 10 years later, with the advances of technology, it became 32 weeks. A few now, maybe, I don't know what the numbers are now. We don't have our OBGs here right now. That's some. Oh, you are, here you are. So how early could you take out a baby from a mother? Let's say there's a complication, and the baby will be, what's the cutoff point if they have to remove a baby? according to maturity of the lung. But what is the normal maturity of a lung that before that, if you take the baby out, it's not...
Depends on
circumstances. Okay. Okay, he's an OBG, so whatever he says, I'll take it. Are you also an OBG? No, okay. Okay, fine. So let's say around 23 or so. So if it would be taken at, let's say, we develop science that you could take out a baby earlier than it used to be the case. So whenever that, everyone's going to agree that the mother's the mother. That moment of birth when they take the baby out of that mother is going to be the time of birth, the birthday, whatever. Pidyon HaBen doesn't apply because Pidyon HaBen is only by Petach Amar, a baby that comes out of a natural delivery. Petach Rechem, of course. So anyway, halachas of Pidyon HaBen don't apply. But for all the matters of birth and defining who the mother is, it's whenever you take it out of the mother. So Rav Asher Weiss says, what's the difference whether you put it in this fake, this machine called an artificial uterus, or the fact that you put it in this machine, the point is you took it out of the mother, you just, now science is at a stage, you're able to take it out of the mother at a much earlier stage because they have not only an incubator, they also have this new thing called an artificial uterus. He said that shouldn't change anything, it's just the fact that science has reached the point that the ability to remove the baby and the baby still remain viable, yes, with this additional help of this technology, it just ended up being a little earlier than it used to be without this new technology. So that was his opinion on this shaila.
There is more clear answer on that. What is genetically
the baby? Right, that's what he said. The genetically the baby is the mother and the father, so the zera and the egg, and therefore that will be the definition. Yeah, one other shaila with which we'll finish is he said he sat down with many scientists in Israel to discuss it in depth. There is something called synthetic meat that is developed in a laboratory. If Rabbi Flam was here, I'm sure he's given shiurim on this. Meat that is developed in a laboratory, and it looks like meat, and it tastes like meat, and it has the right fibrous texture like meat, but it's completely synthetic. So would that have a din of basar?
It's not synthetic, it's grown from an animal.
So I didn't get the details. I didn't hear so clear at the beginning of the question. I'm not sure if it was cloned or synthetic. I'm not sure. Okay, it could be. I just have to get the question more clearly. He said that he sat down with many scientists or on the floor, on the ground, who were working on this technology, and he said something interesting. He said, "Of course, it's not going to need shechita because it didn't come from a, you know, walking, talking animal." He said, "But if it looks like meat and it tastes like meat, it has all, and it even chemically reacts like meat in the lab, if it has all the properties of meat, so in his mind that would be a din of basar, the chol dinei basar, including of course basar b'chalav and any other dinei basar that would apply to basar, even though it is synthetic." These are just two shadows that were raised, this afternoon with Rosh Weiss. What? It sounds like he was assuming that on a Daraisa level it would be considered meat. If every property that it has is a property of meat, it would have a din of meat.